Car Serum will begin in a moment. This is Car Serum.
See anything from Osa?
Dear, she can't hear you all the way up there.
Well, I'm trying to be quiet.
Well, then be quiet.
Don't worry, Karis. She'll be just fine.
But it's so high.
But did you see her climb that tree? She can climb faster than I can run.
I'd say there was a better chance of her tripping on the walk up here than her falling out of that tree.
Huh. What was that?
It was just a pine cone, but it wasn't nice. Ah,
ah. Hush!
Ah, ah.
It's Formosa.
Are you okay?
Move.
Move. Sorry. Okay.
Thank you. It's so much easier to get down that way.
Wow. Just wow.
So, my dear, get a better look?
It's...
How far could you see up there?
Far enough. This is going to be harder than we feared.
Because our fears weren't exactly easy.
Well, as you've seen from down here, it's about a half a mile to the front doors. But the whole path is rocky mountains and random cliffs. Now, that wide road, it goes all the way to the door. And from the treetop, I could see it get a little more road-like just over the first incline, about 500 feet away. But less fallen trees on the path anyway. Now, it's not flat past that, but it's flatter than the rest. It was almost impossible to see the whole thing because the entire clearing is filled with the dead, on and off the road for about 1,000 feet before the walls and the doors. And they will be able to see us coming. There is very little cover.
They must have destroyed all the forest around here to keep it from protecting people like us. So we can't get too close.
Okay, so we just have to get to the dead and then past the dead.
But it's not just people. There are animals in Lucis Natori. We don't know what they can do.
So how do we get to the gate without dying? And please don't answer with luck and courage. That's not a plan.
I had ideas, but this terrain ruins them all. There's only one easy path to the gate, and there are cliffs on either side. It's an offensive nightmare.
And many, many undead guards.
Aura and I are strong climbers. Perhaps we avoid the obvious path and scale the cliffs. We could sneak past their defenses.
I'm afraid I'm not a strong climber, dear.
And there are most likely dead on the cliffs, too. They would not move as fast, but neither would we.
So...
Istin led us here. We're getting to that gate.
We've come too far to give up now. At least I don't see any of the living around. Maybe the Dark Guardians left the defense to the dead, rather than sticking around themselves.
They could be hiding.
Or resting. Galen said that it takes time to recover from using powerful magic. And for three people, reanimating all of Dawnwella must have taken a lot of power.
I know this isn't a great plan, but we do have the lantern. It would keep the dead at bay, and we can make a run for it.
Won't work.
I agree. Even if the dead can't touch us while the lantern is lit, they could shoot arrows at us or throw weapons. Not to mention that there are enough of them that by numbers alone they could force us off a cliff. Or we would get crushed under a pile of immobilized ones.
And there's a living creature.
What? Where? How do you know?
I could see it from the forest. Look. It's getting dark out, I know. But can you see that Lucis Natori on the cliff? Near the gate?
Are those bat wings? And a fox's body? How many legs does it have?
It's alive. At least it seems to be. It doesn't move like the others.
It's almost cute.
It's 3 times the size of a horse, and a big horse.
I stand by my comment. Though why is a living Lucis Natori helping the dead?
See the red rope around its neck? That creature is probably enspelled to fight intruders and to tolerate the Risen.
When in doubt, assume magic.
Everyone down!
Close.
They must have dead guards patrolling the forest edge. I'm surprised they aren't in the woods, too.
I can feel the forest's hatred of those abominations. I assume if they ventured in too far, they'd be attacked.
Then they'd only enter for a reason.
so let's not give them a reason. Though, maybe we can use that to our advantage.
How?
If we could lure them into the forest, then we might be able to lessen their numbers. And with enough of them in the woods, we could race to the gate with the lantern.
A distraction is a good idea. In fact, I might have a magical tool that could help.
Have you been holding out on us?
I found a few things at Emelian's. It's not my fault you didn't know what you were looking at.
What is it?
Each of these little engraved sticks is a spell that can release a tremendous noise and a puff of color. When magic was accepted, they were used in the theater.
There has to be a dozen of them.
13, to be exact.
Lucky.
Anything else in there we could use to make us faster or stronger?
Generally, offensive and defensive items were widely sought after and too expensive for me to trade in. All of my items were so specialized that most considered them useless. Like the lantern to keep the risen away, or a collar to prevent someone from casting spells. Or like these, storm sticks. They're so flashy that if you used them, the vigils would immediately investigate. So very few people wanted to own them.
I thought you had that bell that rings if someone can use magic.
No one knows about that. And I aim to keep it that way.
How does this... What are they called again?
Storm sticks.
Right. How do they work?
Be careful with that. They activate when they're chipped or broken. That's why the box is lined with cotton.
When they're chipped or broken?
If you snap the wooden half with your hands or strike it with a sword, for example. The problem is, if you're too close when it goes off, it can hurt your ears and mess with your vision. But thankfully, the wood is just thick enough that if you throw it, the impact usually chips it, but not always.
An arrow would work?
An arrow would be perfect, so long as you don't miss. It's a pretty small target.
I never miss.
If you and Elizabeth rode Spirit, Elizabeth could throw up the spells and you could hit them.
It would be a good distraction.
And if you hit the spells from a distance, there'd be a chance the dead wouldn't find you right away.
Look at you, participating in making a plan.
I'm all for good plans when they're needed. Always have been. Just not foolhardy revenge plots where we don't survive.
Will that dark trio be able to track the magic from those sticks?
It's an item imbued with magic. Much harder to track, especially in a forest. However, if Aura were to cast a large spell, I have no doubt they'd find us.
I promise I won't do anything until I get to the gate. On purpose, anyway. And I shouldn't have to. The storm sticks will distract the guards. Then I can rush in with the lantern.
I'll go with you. I can defend you while you use your power on the gate.
And I'll go too.
Kevin, you could stay in the forest and be our lookout.
Looking out for what? Besides, I'm a terrible lookout. Although, I think I'd be amazing at holding the lantern. Wait, does it work during the day?
Yes. You can't see the scope of the light as well, but it works the same.
Whew, that's good. Because going at night seems like a much worse idea.
Day or night, it's going to be incredibly dangerous.
Not really a stranger to that anymore. Besides, it's better for you to have another person to watch your back.
He should go with you.
Really?
He should.
Best not to argue with him. You'll get a headache, and he'll still get his way.
Ah, Garrus. I think that's the sweetest thing you've ever said about me.
Are you sure, Kevin?
I'm sure.
Here, take one of the storm sticks. If you need us to come back, break the wood and it'll go off. Then Garrus and I will know to come back.
Thank you. I guess we all know what we have to do. If we die, well, I want to tell you how happy I am to have met you. You're all so strong and caring. I'm lucky to call you my friends.
Oh, so now you want to hold hands.
Shut up, Kevin.
We're not going to die. Remember? I'm selfish. I won't allow any of us to die.
And you say Aura's the optimist.
I might complain a bit.
You? Never.
But I'm truly honored to know you all.
You are my true family.
Don't hug us too hard, Garrus. We don't want to die before we go into battle.
You are all by far some of the most interesting people I have met. So, of course, I'm glad to be here.
I will gladly put my life on the line for any of you.
Thank you. Thank you all. We should get some rest. Tomorrow's going to be a long day.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Harris and Elizabeth left a while ago. We should have seen their signal by now.
Hey, give them time.
Sorry. I'm just nervous.
Don't worry, Kevin. I'll defend you.
I'm supposed to be the one defending you.
Hush. We should stay quiet so we don't miss the signal.
If our talking drowns it out, it won't be much of a distraction, will it?
Also, I noticed that neither of you were claiming you'd defend me.
How's this? We all defend each other. Deal?
I guess we don't have to worry about missing the signal.
I hope Karis and Elizabeth stay safe.
Don't worry. Spirit will protect them.
It looks like about a third of the guards are taking the bait.
Wait for the second spell to go off before we make a run for it. Maybe the sound will draw off more of them.
Even if another third of them leave, there's so many left.
That's why we have the lantern. And they seem to be more spread out, so there's less chance of us being overwhelmed.
Didn't Galen warn of more defenses than just the Risen?
It's time. Ready?
Sword ready? Lantern on.
Axes at the ready.
All right. Go!
To your left!
Oh. The lantern still works. Thank the light.
Hurry! Some of them are throwing their weapons at us to avoid the light.
Great. I got an idea. Stop. Get behind me.
We have to keep going.
I know.
Aura, do as he says.
What?
I may not be great with a sword, but a shield? That I can use.
He's stopping the dead with the lantern and their weapons with the shield. It's a good plan.
Well, let's keep going, fearless leader.
Fearless. Right.
We're halfway there.
You should give up.
Who said that?
It's useless.
Where is that coming from?
It's a spell. Don't listen to it.
What do you mean?
You won't win.
Galen said there was a spell. They could drive one to madness.
All you do is fail.
It's saying something different to each of us.
How do you know that?
Do you feel you should be dead instead of your people too?
Hermosa, it's not true. Just your fears.
What do we do?
Aura, what is it saying to you?
You bring death and chaos wherever you go.
Let's outrun it!
How many have died because of you?
It's still there!
Don't listen! The more you hear, the weaker you get, and the more you believe!
It's not like I can just put down my sword and cover my ears!
The world would have been a better place if you had never been born.
And it's making some good points.
Aura, keep fighting!
Give up.
There's no one here to cast the spell. So,
It must be attached to an item.
You can rest if you give up.
What could it be attached to?
Anything that doesn't look like it belongs on this road. Something out of place.
Why even try? You always fail.
Why even try? I always fail.
What is it, Aura? Kevin, wait!
The cliff is right there.
I got us into this.
Rest is right there.
The cliff.
Jump. Jump.
I should just...
Jump.
You can't, Aura. You promised me you'd live. You jump off that cliff, I'll kill you.
Kevin. Kevin!
I'm fine. I'm fine.
The lantern! Sorry.
Thanks. I'll take that back now.
There! It's a statue with runes along the base.
Where?
To the right behind Aura, by the edge of the cliff.
Yes! Destroy it!
I got this!
And we've got you!
You are weak. You are a failure. Give up and die.
I am not weak! No! Yes!
You can't stop me with a sword!
It won't stop!
I am your voice! I am your fears!
Aura, hurry!
Well, if you are me, then you already told me what to do!
You did it! It stopped!
As much as I'd love to celebrate.
Sorry!
We have to keep moving! We're too vulnerable here! We're almost there!
Oh no.
The Lucis Neutrae! It's alive! It can get within the lantern light! Aim for its wings! If we can cut them off and push it off the cliff, it'll die!
No! It's enspelled! We can't kill her!
Then what are we supposed to do?
The red rope around her neck! I'm gonna hack it off and free her!
You know, even freed, it might still attack!
I know! You two just keep the dead off of me! Hey! I'm trying to help you! I did it.
It's going to attack!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It didn't kill us!
No. No, she didn't.
I almost thought it would.
It's coming back!
Where do we go?
Stay in the light!
Dak!
So be it.
What?
It missed us!
I was sure that... What was that?
I can't believe it missed us!
It didn't miss. Look...
It cleared the path.
How?
Shut up and run!
I can't believe we made it!
Do it, Aura.
I didn't know it would have images and words carved into it. It's beautiful.
Of course it's beautiful. That's pure silver. The gate. So cold to the touch.
Quiet. I'm trying to concentrate.
I don't think it'll work.
Shut up.
Hurry up. They're coming.
I don't think it
will work. It has to.
They're here. Keep trying. I'll defend you.
Maybe I need to knock or push on it.
I'm so sorry.
Wait! Wait! The word's on the door.
What about it?
No! It can't be! It's another prophecy.
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's show right after this message.
Take cover!
What?
Arrows!
Oh no! Aura! Look out! Using a corpse as a shield. Mimosa, I'm impressed. Nauseous, but impressed.
Carcerum, created by Shane Salk and William Holmes. Follow at Carcerum the Series on your favorite social media platform. For a full cast and crew list of Carcerum, please visit our website at carcerumtheseries.com.